Hey, Paige.
Hi, Pixel.
So, today, instead of an opening anecdote, because not a lot happening in my life, my child was sick at preschool, came home, got everyone else sick. We've just been chilling. But I have a plug to shamelessly shove in all your ear holes. So, friend of the show, Boner Man, has a... He creates things. He has a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Known as Divorced Dad Gaming. And Divorced
Where did
Dad.
I see that just recently? I might have seen it on Facebook.
Probably everywhere. Probably everywhere. It's blowing up.
Really?
Yeah, cool. I think so.
Good for you, Boner Man.
So anyway, Divorced Dad Gaming is a few episodes deep. There's like 3 episodes up if you want to go take a peek. If you're into media content that doesn't have me in it, I guess you can go watch what's already there. But here comes the plug. Here it comes. He is very soon launching a series on Silent Hill 2. A bit of a Let's Play situation. A bit of a Pixel is in the room making fun of Boner Man for not being nearly as good at survival horror games as I am. A bit of a comedy horror extravaganza that we'll be dropping on Divorced Dad Gaming in the coming weeks. So go check it out. Check him out. He's been checking us out for a while now, and that should just be a big old circle of checking out and supporting. And
yeah, we support other creators
who support us first.
Woohoo!
That's the important part.
Oh yeah, not you gotta support us first.
Exactly.
We don't do the initial supporting.
No,
I guess.
No, absolutely not. But if you earn it, we'll sprinkle some of our crumbs upon your projects.
Yes.
Anyway, Paige, it's a book episode.
Heck yeah.
Wow. That was beautiful.
Thank you. I try. I really do.
I know. So we switched mics, friends at home. Usually I have the janky-ass mic where the pop filter just flippity-flops all over the place. I have the erectile dysfunction pop filter usually, but I switched mics today. So now Paige has to deal with her floppy needs. What's that boner pill? Viagra. That's the one.
All right.
Cool. Anyway, stop me anytime.
All right. So today's book is brought to you by my quest to read all the books that I physically own, except it hasn't been going very well. It's not happening fast enough. So I have been borrowing the audiobooks of books that I own on Libby and listening to them in order to get through them faster. I don't know if that's cheating or not, but whatever.
We're not worrying about cheating this year. This year we are, to quote the great Mary Oliver, we are letting the soft animal of our bodies love what it loves. And if Amen. That's audiobooks.
Yep. I can listen. I have a farther commute. I got a new job, so my commute is longer.
Ooh.
So I can listen in the car a lot longer, and I'm getting really good at listening at like 2x speed. And so
that gives me heartburn just thinking about it, but I'm really happy for you.
You just gotta train yourself, and you'll get there eventually.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm really glad I did this one on audiobook because the narrator was super good.
She
put on like a really good performance. So, that's the way audiobooks should be done. Don't get on an audiobook and narrate like you have nothing to live for. Okay.
I just need a paycheck.
Anyway, this book, the book that we are doing today, is called The Daughter of Dr. Moreau. It is an atmospheric genre-blending retelling of the H.G. Wells story, The Island of Dr. Moreau.
I figured.
Yes. It is set in a beautiful, secluded hacienda in the Yucatan Peninsula in the 19th century. Serves as a coming-of-age story with a sci-fi twist. The novel explores themes of self-discovery, control, and the consequences of colonialism.
Hell yeah.
This book is masterfully written and will live in my mind for a long time to come. So buckle in and let's get lit.
Yeah. Have you read Island of Dr. Moreau?
I have not, but I kind of want to now. Okay. But this is like it does borrow some things, but it's a fairly loose retelling.
Okay.
From what I've read.
I haven't read it either, so.
All right. Here we go. In the jungles of the Yucatan Peninsula, there is a secluded hacienda called Yashaktun. Living there is Dr. Moreau, a French scientist employed by a plantation owner, Hernando Isalde. Mm. Isalde needs cheap labor for his plantation and has charged Dr. Moreau with creating workers for him.
Good.
So how is he doing this?
Mm.
By combining pieces of human and animal DNA to create hybrids.
God.
But so far there has been very little success.
You don't say.
Most of the hybrids have debilitating defects, except for two, who they play a slightly minor role. Their names are Cachito and Lupe. They are friends to the doctor's chronically ill, eccentric daughter, Carlotta.
Nice.
Dr. Moreau has also used his research to find a treatment for Carlotta that requires her to get shots that contain bits of jaguar DNA.
Hell yeah.
So yeah.
What the fuck? We're doing tiger blood, like,
heck yeah. When the book opens, they are preparing to meet a man who will become the new mayordomo of Yashaktun. His name is Montgomery Lawton.
Mayordomo meaning like
he
king shit of fuck mountain.
What?
King shit of fuck, you've never heard that phrase? King shit of fuck mountain?
I don't know.
The big cheese. Yeah, yeah. There we go. Yeah. That's what I said. That's what I said, Paige.
I'm sorry. Montgomery is an Englishman who is a functioning alcoholic running from an abusive childhood, the death of his sister, and a failed marriage.
Mm.
He is desperate, and despite seeing the work that is happening at Yashaktun, takes the job anyway.
Well.
Because he needs some money. He's got some debts to pay. So, after the initial introduction, we fast forward about 6 years. Carlotta is an adult. She is 20, I believe.
Okay.
And Montgomery has settled into his role as mayordomo. We learn very quickly that Carlotta loves Yashaktun, but there are several factors in this story trying to pry her away from the home that she loves.
Okay.
The first one is this man, Lisalde. Who is continuously cutting her father's funding for his research because he's not produced any workers for this man. not a one. The hybrids are continuing to be born with a large array of deformities or ailments that require constant tending, and many of them have extremely short lifespans.
We could just pay people. Like, whatever money they're spending on making these little freaks, we could mm-hmm. just have a workforce.
Yeah, but they don't want to do that.
That's the most. This is the most absurd capitalist thing. Like, we're gonna.
They're not used to it. They have. Oh gosh, that was really high. Sorry. they are used to slaves, and then indenturing the Mayans. But the Mayans are now rebelling because that takes place during the Mayan uprising.
Sure.
And they tried to get people from, like, I think Vietnam. They said. And that's not working either because they're like, no, we don't want to do this for no money, obviously.
But it's like anything, any amount, they will spend any amount of money to not give money to poor people.
Exactly.
And it's fucking psychotic.
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. we also learned that there have been rumors that the estate has been funneling supplies to the Mayan rebellion.
Okay.
This claim is unfounded, according to the doctor. Things really start to get going when Lisalde's son, Eduardo, along with his cousin Isidro, visit the estate one day, and Eduardo is immediately taken with Carlotta.
Ooh.
Dr. Moreau believes that the union of the two will secure him more funding, so he encourages the partnership.
Mm.
Things get a little tricky when Eduardo and Isidro discover, like, they initially try to hide the hybrids, and they end up discovering what is going on, but they are persuaded to stay. After a short courtship, Carlotta and Eduardo become engaged, but Montgomery, who is more than a little bit in love with Carlotta,
okay,
is extremely jealous.
Okay.
Yeah. he tries to prevent the relationship, but Carlotta is completely smitten.
Okay, so she was, like, kind of kidnapped into it, but she's like, you know what? I like this.
No, she's smitten with Eduardo.
Okay, oh.
With the...
So, wait. Wait.
Montgomery is the mayordomo. He is in love with Carlotta.
Right.
Carlotta is in love with Eduardo. The plantation owner's son.
Okay.
So essentially her dad's boss's son.
And that's the politically advantageous alliance? Yes. So yes. Dad's cool with Eduardo and her, and she's cool with Eduardo and her, and Montgomery is like, I have a lot of power here.
He's just in love with her because he's a sad sack.
I mean, love doesn't necessarily make you a sad sack.
No, he is unrelated to him loving Carlotta.
He is a sad sack. Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So Montgomery tries to prevent the relationship, but Carlotta's smitten. She also believes that if she marries Eduardo, she can convince him to give her Yashaktun as a wedding gift, and she can stay there because she doesn't want to leave. She wants to get married, but she wants to stay at Yashaktun. Eduardo's cousin Isidro is also not keen on the relationship and convinces Montgomery to send a letter to Lizalde to inform him about his son's relationship. In the meantime, there are strains in the relationship between Carlotta and her hybrid friends. And the stress of, like, Eduardo and her father, you know, trying to get her to do these things. Her chronic illness starts to resurface. She starts to have symptoms again.
In spite of the jaguar blood infusions?
In spite of the jaguar blood. Her father says it's just, they just need to adjust her dose. It's because she's growing up, her body's changing, she needs a new dose. Okay, cool. So when Lizalde gets the letter, he immediately goes to Yashaktun, where he demands that the relationship be called off.
Why does he care?
He again accuses the doctor of aiding the Mayan rebellion.
Oh, okay, that's
which
why.
The doctor denies profusely. He also reveals that he knows that Carlotta is not an illegitimate daughter fostered, but given to him by a mistress. She is actually a hybrid.
Oh, shit. So that's why she needs jaguar blood.
So Isalde tries to attack Moreau, and Carlotta grows claws and strikes him.
Fuck yeah, she does. Oh, my God.
Montgomery is able to force them to leave at gunpoint, but they intend to come back with reinforcements. So after the Isaldes leave, Carlotta demands an explanation, obviously. What? She was unaware.
So she never sprouted claws before.
No, this is a fully new thing that's happening.
I'd be scared to fuck somebody that could sprout claws like that.
Yeah.
If I were, I'm just thinking, you know that scene in Twilight where he's like, gotta bite the headboard.
Yeah.
I'd be nervous about my bodily safety at that point.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Understandable.
Like 18% hot, 82%. Is this going to kill me?
That's what makes it hot, is you don't, it could kill you.
Wow. What a millennial thing to say.
Moreau explains, he explains that his intention for his studies were actually to try to make humans stronger in general after his wife died while carrying their baby. He tried using animal DNA and DNA from humans and then, putting them in pig wombs and then, like, incubating them. And obviously that wasn't working. It was just creating these super, I guess, defective hybrids, if you want to use that word. I don't know. So he decides that he thinks the problem is that he's using DNA from people who suck. And so he's going to use his own DNA this time.
Oh, my God.
That because that was the squeaky wheel that needed the
grease.
What
a European thing. Like, clearly my master race DNA is the only thing that will...
Correct.
Jeez.
So he takes his DNA, the DNA of a woman that he met at, like, a brothel. he, like, pays her to carry his child. So instead of putting it in a pig, he puts this embryo in a
But not in the human. Traditional sense.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He could just have whatever.
No, because he's got to infuse her with jaguar DNA.
That's so... Okay. Okay, sure. Does it make her a better worker? The claws? For what swiping down bananas?
I don't know. I think he's just... I don't know, homie.
He's just fucking around because he's a Mengele. He's just doing
shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a little bit mad. And yeah. That's his cross to bear.
Ha!
Anyway. when Carlotta was born, he said she was nearly perfect and only needed some slight tweaking.
Imagine saying that about a child.
Mm-hmm. Carlotta confesses that she remembers the pain of her childhood where Moreau fixed her body to be more human.
Mm.
He came up with this injection to keep her jaguar features and behaviors hidden.
Oh, mm-hmm. So it was like a jaguar off switch.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So after that, Carlotta asks for the medicine that is given to the other hybrids.
It's a puberty blocker. She's trans jaguar.
Oh my God.
Sorry, continue. I'm sorry. I really thought I was onto something. I really thought I had something, and now in hindsight, it's like, wow, you're dumber than you knew.
So she's asking, for the medicine that he gives to the other hybrids. And he's like, no, I'm not gonna do that. And so she gets super mad and like her jaguar comes out. She attacks him, pushes him up against like a cabinet and she injures him.
Mm-hmm.
She asks him again and he reveals that there is no, there's no special medicine. He just injects them with a combination of lithium and morphine to keep them docile.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not... Wow. That's really unethical.
It's really bad.
That's bad.
It's all very bad. So the doctor tries to stand up, but he has a heart attack from...
Good.
...the stress.
From being a bad person.
Doesn't die, though, unfortunately.
Shit.
So they take the doctor, put him in bed so he can rest, da-da-da-da. So now Montgomery and Carlotta have to decide what to do before the Isaldes get back. Montgomery wants to stand and fight, and Carlotta does not want to resort to violence. She wants to try to negotiate with them. They end up having a pretty heated argument. And it ends with them passionately kissing.
Oh, but Montgomery and Carlotta? Who?
Montgomery and Carlotta.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And she's already boinked Eduardo, so.
What a slut. We're not doing that. That was a joke. That was entirely a joke. Boink as many people as you want, audience at home. As many people as as you can. Man, back what were we talking? Jaguar diplomacy. That's where we were, and then they kiss.
Yes.
Okay, and then.
But Montgomery decides he does not want to continue because he is in love with Carlotta, but he knows that she still loves Eduardo. Carlotta confesses that she just wants someone who will not leave her, and Montgomery promises to stay with her as long as she needs.
I just want to be in this hot throuple. Is that so wrong?
We don't want Eduardo. We don't like him.
we don't like him anymore because...
I mean, we never liked him. He's kind of a douche.
But she liked him.
I mean, yeah.
And she doesn't like him anymore.
No, she still does.
Okay.
But I don't.
Okay, I'm glad we're all...
My opinion is what matters as the reader.
Page. We're all on the same page. Gotcha. Alrighty. Do you think that's you don't like him or the author does not want you to like him?
I mean, probably both, yeah. Like, he's not supposed to be, like, super likable.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes characters are, and I'm still like, nah, he's not doing it for me. You know,
No.
Like
it's not, he's not supposed to be some, like, suave, hot love interest. No, he's...
I mean, I prefer dumpy, nerdy love interest.
I mean, I do, too.
I know, I can tell. I'm kidding. What is keep that going. Nothing. Mean? I just said nothing.
All right. Where was I? So, after talking with the hybrids, they decide that actually the best course of action is for the hybrids to flee.
That was always the best course. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Well, the thing is, I guess they didn't really. A lot of them are not, like, they can't walk well. A lot of them are slow. They're sick. Like, so it's like, it's hard for them to move, and so they won't be very fast, so they haven't done that before. But they decide, you know, that's what we're going to do. We don't want to have to try to fight people because
you can't.
They're deformed and sick and all of these things.
You know, this reminds me, do you know the story of Madame LaLaurie, Enchanted Mansion in New Orleans? Family was a plantation-owning family, had enslaved people, and it became known after a house fire that she had essentially in the attic of her home was doing essentially experiments on enslaved people, like breaking their bones and setting them in weird ways and like seeing what sorts of things they could. So like, this is fiction. There is a real French person in the United States, continental United States, that essentially did this, not to breed people, but just to see, like, what can I fucking... I own these people. What can I do to them? What will they survive?
Yeah.
So, like, the real world is more fucked than this is, I think.
Yeah.
Go on. Continue.
For sure. They are going to leave and attempt to seek haven with the Mayan Rebellion on a secret path that was used only by the estate's cook, Ramona, to smuggle supplies to the rebellion. So there, in fact, was supplies smuggling. Hell yeah, Ramona.
We stan Ramona.
Ramona's the best. So Carlotta stays behind to care for her father, and Lupe and Montgomery stay with her. So the Lasaldes return. They force Lupe and Montgomery to show them the hybrids, but the hybrids are ready for them, and they attack Lasaldes' men when they meet in the jungle. Several of the men are killed, but Eduardo and Hernando Lasalde, the father, escape back to Yashaktun, and Lupe and Montgomery follow. Eduardo tries to convince Carlotta to be his mistress. He says, I can't, you know, you can't be my wife anymore, obviously, like, this ruins things, but you can still come and live with me and be my mistress, and I'll give you pretty things. And Carlotta knows who she is, knows her worth, and is like, abso-fucking-lutely not, I am not doing that. So he gets super mad and locks her in her room.
Wow. Fuck this guy.
She is only able to escape when Lupe hears her pounding on the door. Meanwhile, Montgomery is hunting down Lasalde. They end up in, like, a bit of a showdown that ends up killing both Lasalde and the doctor, as well as many of Lasalde's men.
Good.
So, after that, Montgomery and Carlotta find each other and work together to try to find Eduardo. When they find him, Carlotta full-on shapeshift into an entire jaguar.
That's nonsense, and I love it. That's absolutely stupid.
It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
She gravely injures him. Like, he's going to die.
But she's worried that he will survive somehow. So then Montgomery shoots him in the head.
Cool.
Takes care of that. He's gone.
Check please.
So then in the aftermath, they take the bodies and drown them in the lagoon.
Okay.
And claim that they were killed while chasing after
they just all ran into the water. Like
they said that they were like, oh no, we found them. They were trying to find the rebels to kill them, and the rebels killed them.
So just blame it on the indigenous people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. So then, because Carlotta is Moreau's legitimate child, she is able to access some funds that he had left over, much to the dismay of the people who were, like,
could
in
she
charge
not,
of his estate.
Could she not have inherited it if she was adopted?
She wasn't. It's because she was, like, a bastard. Like, people thought she was a bastard child.
But he took... Whatever.
No, there's. I guess it's different. I don't know how these things work.
I hate everything about it.
I can't remember. But yeah. So she wants to take these funds, buy a secluded estate somewhere else, and then try to find the hybrids and invite them back to just live a peaceful life.
Yeah. Have like the exotic feline rescue center, but for these hybrid.
Yeah.
Have you ever been down in Brazil, Indiana? It's like tiger hospice. Like all these like Tiger King places that abuse the animals. Aww. They get rescued and sent to this place, and they just take care of them until. No, it's great.
Okay.
Because like it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's just nice to see. You get to see lions and tigers up close because they're in a situation where they can't be released back to the wild. They have neurological issues because of the way they were confined or the way they were bred. Aww. So like it's just a place that takes care of them until they pass naturally and happily, and it's really wonderful. And I encourage, Exotic Feline Rescue Center down in Brazil, Indiana. If you have a day, it's like $10 to take a tour.
Hmm.
It's awesome.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
But this is like that, but for human animal hybrids.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Montgomery decides that he is going to go and try to find the hybrids wherever they've gone. A lot of them have taken, like, found haven with the Mayan rebellion, with the indigenous people there. So he wants to try to go and find them and invite them to come back to this estate that Carlotta is going to build for them. Before he leaves, he again confesses that he loves Carlotta, but understands that she does not feel the same.
Hmm.
She tells them that she is still sad to see him go, and she hopes that they will all be reunited again in the future. And that is how the book
interesting.
Ends.
Yes. No, huh. No romance ending.
No, and I mean, it wasn't really it wasn't too romance forward. Like, obviously, like, there's, like, a courtship that happens between her mm-hmm. and Eduardo. It really is, like, the story is about Carlotta and her discovering who she is and the love for her home and things like that. So I was satisfied with it, with mm-hmm. the ending. I was reading some like reviews and stuff, and I guess some people don't really like the ending. I liked it.
I mean, a lot of people will be mad at a story that doesn't end with a relationship being formed in some way.
But that's so dumb. That's not what the book's about.
It doesn't. I agree with you.
Like, if I was reading a book that was, like, super romance forward, then, yeah, I'd probably be upset. But, like, the book's not about her falling in love. The book is about her becoming herself.
But a lot of people don't like the thought of women becoming themselves outside of their attachment to something with
but that's, like, the
particular
point of the
appendage.
Book.
A lot of people miss the point of things.
People are stupid.
Yeah.
Get things, okay? Understand them. Stop expecting women to just be wives. Let them be their own people. Anyway, so that takes me into my favorite. I guess it's not really one moment. It's really just this arc of Carlotta discovering herself, deconstructing the beliefs she grew up with. things like that. She is like extremely sheltered. Like she's never left Yashaktun. She's been there her whole life. She learns from her father. He teaches her about, you know, the Bible and stuff. Like he's religious, you know, because, you know.
Sure.
Europeans.
They all have read the Bible and have done horrible atrocities to their fellow human beings. Right. Both of these things are always true.
So her father is always like, he's always trying to instill control over the hybrids, but then also her, because he thinks that he is God's chosen one, like legitimately. And like, that's why he does these experiments. Cause he's like, I can be God.
Yeah. It's a Dr. Frankenstein thing. Yeah. It's, yep. Worst God ever.
Yeah.
By the way,
sucks.
Like our God gets a bad rap and like, I get it. Trust me. But like, man, better than that shit, I think. Maybe. Let's get off this topic.
All right, let's keep going.
Let's keep going.
So he's, like, teaching her all these things, but he has also given her a lot of intellectual freedom. She reads a lot of books of, like, all different genres. And so I think, so in trying to control her, he made a mistake by letting her have her own thoughts. Because, you know, that makes it harder for her to be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts to become a bit more, she like understands who she is as a woman. She's understanding who she is as a person in general. And she begins to use that to her advantage. One example that I really like is that during her courtship with Eduardo, he's talking about marrying her and he's like, what can I give you, a token for our wedding or whatever? And she's like, I want Yashaktun. I want this place. This is my home and I want to keep it. And he's like, that's kind of like a, okay, we'll see. But she's like, no, you're going to give this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There is also a part where she is like standing up against her father and he tries to start reciting, the children should obey your parents.
Fuck, I knew that's what you were going to say before you said it.
And she, right back at him, she's like, it also says that parents should not provoke their children to wrath. But she was like, I can quote the Bible just as well as you can because you taught me. So don't come at me with that. She also uses, it's really cool, at one point she kind of uses faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And so she's like, I feel like we need to focus more on love because that's what he said was the most important thing. And so like just her like deciding what she believes herself at the end mm-hmm. of the book, she kind of realizes, she's like, I don't think God is this angry, wrathful guy that my father has taught me that he is.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know,
me either.
And part of that is helped by Montgomery, because Montgomery is an atheist, like he doesn't even believe in God, and they have conversations throughout the, so I really liked that.
Yeah. Shout out to every patient atheist that crossed my path before the age of like 23. God bless you. God, no, that's not appropriate. The seasons bless you. I don't know. I'm doing my best here. Have a good life. Do great. You're great. You deserve good things to come your way. No, but I have so many memories of like having the fifth commandment quoted maybe on your mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always like, I think it took me a long time and a really great youth pastor to be like, they're just manipulating you because you are old enough that you can do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they don't like it doesn't mean you're like making God mad. Like they can't hold that over your head forever because they birthed you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was such a revelation to me. I'm like, they can't?
Yeah.
They can't?
Yeah.
And then I got tattoos and shit.
Good for you. Proud of you. So a part that really made me angry, and this is kind of, we get a glimpse into Dr. Moreau, like his need to control these hybrids. The events leading up to and then also following when Eduardo and Isidro discover the hybrids. Basically what happens is they corner Montgomery in the jungle and like attack him, and Cachito sees them and is like, heck no, Montgomery's my friend.
Uh-huh.
And so he then like defends them. He ends up biting Isidro's hand.
Ooh.
After this happens, the doctor punishes Cachito by essentially beating him in front of everyone.
As colonizers do.
As they do. And then they have a dinner party where all of the hybrids are forced to serve the dinner in an effort to show that they're harmless and not violent.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, so he's just constantly trying to exert his control, and a lot of the way that he does this is he, like, has church services for them, where he just
This is such a fucking thing!
Himself, and, like, basically is, like, it's, like, kind of like a cult. He's kind of like a cult leader. He's like, I'm God's chosen, and you have to follow me, because I put you here, and...
That's straight out of the, like, American South plantation life playbook of, like, having a church that is sanctioned for the enslaved people to go to, and using it to reinforce all these messages of this is your place and this is God's way of doing things, and if you're just obedient you'll go to heaven when you die. And it's the same. Mm-hmm. It's a very old story.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the Europeans were all figuring out the same stuff that were in America and that were also in Mexico. So
yes, it's just control, you know. Religion as a means of control is not a new concept.
No.
No.
My favorite character, I loved all the characters in this book. I just felt like even like the ones that you're supposed to hate, everything was so fully realized.
Yeah.
And so like the characters were just crafted very well. But against my better judgment, I 100% formed a massive crush on Montgomery.
Yes, you did.
He's like, would be a total deadbeat. I would never not even speak to this man. But, but like in the book, like he's just a tortured soul and I can fix him. Damn it. God, I can fix him.
Who doesn't love a project?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe it's just because even though it wasn't a romance, this book had like the atmosphere was very romantic. And so it just got me in the mood for romance. And I was like, oh, Montgomery, this Englishman with a drinking problem.
Wow. That's so romantic, though. I love it. I love it when my love interest can barely walk a straight line. It just really gets me going.
I mean, he's a functioning alcoholic.
Uh-huh. Great.
Anyway, alcoholism is a very serious thing.
Who hasn't?
If you feel like you're an alcoholic, please get help. I mean it. Anyway.
And you are worthy of love?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, that please get help sounded wrong. Like,
we should just keep going. We should just keep going.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, my God.
We should get off of this.
I really enjoyed the writing in this book. I have quite a few of this author's books on my TBR, and I just hadn't gotten to reading any of them yet. And I should not have waited so long because this book was really good. It was really well written. As I already said, the atmosphere, the setting, it was extremely well crafted. I could see it. I could picture it. I could hear the birds and the animals and like.
Could you taste it?
Oh my god! Stop. The characters were complex. I loved reading about Carlotta and the love she had for her home and for her family. The themes and messages of the book were woven so well into the story. It was like one of those things where it was like subtle, but also like, I'm gonna drive this home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just done very well. It isn't like, it's not the main focus of the story, but the backdrop of the Mayan Rebellion does play a really important role, because, like, that's literally why Dr. Moreau is there, because the Saldes have no cheap labor, because slavery is illegal and they can no longer control the indigenous population. Yep. So they're just like, okay, let's just make workers that they see as subhuman so that they can mistreat them. But in the end, like, the indigenous people that are hiding in the area around Yashaktun end up kind of being the heroes of the story.
Yeah.
They take in the hybrids.
That's always
how
it is. They help
them flee.
That's just, so, it's always, and like, everywhere you look, it's like, for example, like, during the Armenian genocide, the people that took in the highest Armenian population were fucking Gazans, Palestinians. So it's like, people that are being fucked with, you know, Armenians are Christians, Palestinians are Muslims, and it didn't fucking matter, because they get what it's like to be at the bottom. And, like, man, fuck everybody else.
Yeah, so I could go on and on and on about this book and talk about the feminist messaging, the anti-colonial messaging. It's just, it's such a great story. It's super compelling. It has great messaging that is delivered extremely well. And I can't stop thinking about it. And every time I think about it, I realize something new about this book. And I feel like that's what makes a good book, is that you keep thinking about it and you keep going back to it and you keep realizing new things. And you just can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
So, if you haven't guessed, this book, I gave it 5 stars. I was actually telling Grumpy about it, and he said he even wants to read it. And I think it's more so because of, like, the H.G. Wells retelling. But I think he'll enjoy it. I think everyone would enjoy this book. Everyone read this book.
Everyone, everywhere.
All of it. So, yeah. Follow us on Instagram at PageAndPixelPC, and like our stuff and comment and share it and do all of the things.
Yeah. Also, keep an eye out. We're working on our own kind of a let's play situation. Oh, yeah. Not exactly sure how we're going to get it into your ear and eye holes yet, but stay tuned. We might have to do a little YouTube side quest. I don't know. We're figuring our shit out daily.
Yeah.
But stay tuned for that.
Just stay tuned for me getting roasted.
Roasted.
Just completely, like, destroyed. I am fully prepared.
Like a goat on a stick. Over a fire.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all for today. So, read hard,
play hard, and fuck colonizers. Fuck them.